In the same way, there is no direct contact with the actual, with what is. There is always the observer. Please do follow this little bit, maybe a little complex, but it's not, if you listen quietly. There is the observer and the thing observed. And there is a division between this. And this division, or the screen in between, is the word, is the memory, is the space in which all conflict takes place. That space is the ego, is the me. The me is the accumulated image, memory, thought of thousand yesterdays. So there is no direct contact with what is. You either condemn what is, or rationalize what is, or accept it, or justify it. All verbalizations. Therefore, there is no direct contact. We'll explain this briefly, and I hope it will be clear. What is conditioned to accept envy? Envy being measurement, comparison. Someone is bright, intelligent, has success, applauded, and the other, I have not. Through comparison, through measurement, envy is cultivated from childhood. There is envy as an object, as something outside of oneself, and one observes it being envious. And envy is the observer. There is no division between the observer and the observed. The observer is the envy. Please follow this little bit. And when he realizes that the observer cannot possibly do anything about envy, because he is the cause and the effect, which is envy. Whatever he does with regard to envy is still envy. Right? Are you following this? Okay. So, the what is, which is our daily life, with all its problems, fear, envy, jealousy, the utter despair, the loneliness, is not different from this, from the observer who says, I am lonely. The observer is lonely. The observer is envy, is fear. Right? And therefore the observer cannot possibly do anything about what is. I wonder. Which does not mean he accepts what is. Which does not mean he is contented with what is. But when there is no conflict with what is, and this conflict is brought about through the division between the observer and the observed, when there is no resistance to what is, then you will find there is a complete transformation. and that is meditation. To find out for oneself the whole question of the observer, the structure and the nature of the observer, which is yourself. And the observer is the observed, which is part of you. To realize the totality of this, the unity of this, is meditation, in which there is no conflict whatsoever. And therefore there is the dissolution, going beyond what is. Then also, you will see or you'll ask yourself, what is love? We have dealt with the last time we met here, fear. Now, we're going to consider together this question of love. Though that word is heavily loaded, so trodden upon, so spoiled by the politician, by the priest, by every magazine that talks about it. So what is love? Not what should be. Not what's the ideal, not the ultimate, but the love that we have, what is it? The thing that we know, which we call love, in that there is hate, in that there is jealousy, in that there is tremendous torture. We are not being cynical, but merely observing actually what is, what the thing that we call love. And is love hate? Is love jealousy? Is love possessiveness of the wife or the husband or the domination? And one says that one loves one's family, one's children. Do you love your children? If you loved your children with your heart, not with your shoddy little minds, do you think there will be a war tomorrow? If you loved your children, would you educate them this way? Make them conform to a rotting society? Train them, force them to accept the established order?